eroticalust.com, home of erotic short stories and sex articles. Also available on the site are novels and kinky t-shirts. Now let's get to the story.
As a teenager, George worked in his family-run shop, Pizza Blaze. His family had the business for three generations and were preparing him to take over after he graduated high school. Now at 25, George had run the shop for the last 8 years because his dad had retired. Noel popped into the shop every few days just to make sure that everything was okay. He believed in George's management skills, but he didn't want to risk anything happening to their precious shop. After all, it was the family's sole income. Pizza Blaze made the best pizzas in town, and many competitors went out of business because the residents loved Pizza Blaze. One of the people in the neighborhood who visited the shop frequently was Mariette. She owned Mariette's Dry Cleaning, next door to Pizza Blaze. Mariette had her eyes on George, even though she was married. Her excuse for popping over often was that she loved the pizza, but she wanted to taste George's dick. Noel had noticed Mariette's lust for George. He knew everything that was going on in his shop. He also loved his son, so he encouraged him to bang Mariette. Noel was quite the pimp back in his day, so he passed the charm on to his son. Mariette waited for quiet periods so that she could chat with George. She often complained about being unhappily married to an ex-Marine who had suffered mental health issues due to exposure to gruesome wars. George knew that she loved wine, so he said,
"Why don't you stop by on Monday night? We usually close earlier because it's a slower day. I know you love Sauvignon Blanc, so I thought that some wine with our seafood pizza might loosen you up a bit."
Mariette's lips stretched. She couldn't restrain them from revealing that she loved George mentioning loosening her up, or was it the wine? She couldn't remember, but she sure as hell jumped on the opportunity by blurting out,
"I'd love for you to loosen me."
She closed her eyes and rattled her head.
"I mean, I'd love some wine and pizza. Sounds great."
George smiled, then stared at her ass as he watched her leave. He knew that he would give her a good pounding. He wasn't too put off by her wide ass, as he expected that from an unhappily married woman in her 40s. On Monday, Noel popped into the shop and told George he would lock up so that George could get some rest.
It's fine, Dad. I'll take care of it."
Noel frowned, then smiled after looking at the dry cleaning shop. He knew his son had taken his advice, and bringing Mariette home was inappropriate.
"All right, my boy. You do what you have to. And I'm proud of you."
George smiled. Having his dad's approval and admiration meant the world to him. He wanted to make Dad proud. At 8:30 on Monday evening, Mariette stepped into the shop. She had closed her shop at 6 p.m. but hung around because she wanted a hard pounding. The last customer walked out at 9, and George told the kitchen staff to leave. He locked the shop and had a pizza in the oven as he poured wine for Mariette. George sat opposite Mariette and locked eyes with her, then smiled. She smiled and felt her pussy moisten. If he had told her to bend over right there, she would have happily obliged. George knew he had her in the palm of his hand, so he wanted to heighten her lust so that she would beg for his dick. After George placed the pizza on the table, Mariette picked up a slice and smiled at George as she neared it to her mouth. A cunning smile appeared on his face as he thought about shoving his dick into her mouth and feeling her moist lips on it. A small piece of cheese stuck to the corner of Mariette's lips, so George reached for it and wiped it off. Her eyes lowered to his hand on her face, and her lips parted. George grabbed her face, leaned into her and shoved his tongue into her mouth. She groped his lips, and they both stood up, their tongues intertwined. He ripped off her blouse and looked at her plumpy breasts. She grabbed his pants and unbuttoned them, then quickly pulled them down as she got on her knees. Mariette whipped out his dick, and George put his hand on the top of her head as she sucked him off. He closed his eyes and smiled, feeling the moisture on his dick and her tongue on his tip.
Man, she sure knows how to suck a mean dick,
thought George. If her mouth was that wet, George wondered how moist her pussy was. She looked up at him as she swiped her tongue over his balls. He looked down at her and said,
"Bend over for daddy."
Mariette sprung to her feet and bent over the table. George pulled up her skirt and saw her knee-high stockings. Her calves protruded thanks to her black high heels. He stared at her voluptuous butt, which had swallowed up her black G-string. He spanked her ass, and it wobbled. George smiled, then spanked the other cheek.
"You want daddy to stick it in deep and hard?"
"I do. I want it so bad."
George pulled down her G-string and parted her cheeks. He saw the moisture on her pussy, so he squatted and licked her pussy. She murmured as he carried on licking, and he stuck three fingers into her pussy, stretching her. Mariette groaned. It had been too long since a man played with her pussy.
"Spank me, please. Spank me."
George shoved his face into her ass and shook it, biting a piece of her ass. As he reclined, he spanked her ass several times. He straightened his back and grabbed her shoulders. His dick slid into her pussy, and he started ramming her, his thrusts hard and fast. Mariette closed her eyes as her face reddened and her lips parted. She shot out groans and then dunked her head and breathed heavily. George carried on pounding her hard, and her satisfaction motivated him to keep up the momentum. He clutched a fist of her hair and pulled it back. She grimaced but loved his aggression. That was evident by her guttural groans that shot out her mouth. Screams followed as sweat formed on her forehead.
"Turn around."
Mariette reclined on the table, her back on it as she opened her legs. George grabbed her ankles and stretched her legs. He shoved his dick into her and thrust. Mariette raised her chin, her head dangling over the edge of the table as she moaned. George's forehead wrinkled as he felt semen about to shoot out.
"Get on your knees."
She did and looked up at him. George's load splattered onto her face and into her mouth. He exhaled a breath of relief as his shoulders lowered, feeling that his balls had emptied. Mariette licked the cum off her lips, and George used a serviette to wipe the rest off her face. The following Friday at 3 a.m., Noel received a call from the fire department, notifying him that his shop was on fire. He and George rushed to the shop. They stood in front of it and watched firemen douse the fire and a cloud of smoke emanating from the roof. A lump developed in their throats, and it felt like their hearts had stopped beating, knowing that Pizza Blaze would burn to smithereens. George put his hand over Noel's shoulder as he watched him lower his chin and tears formed in his eyes. George shook his head, unable to fathom that he had left an oven on or hadn't switched off the gas pipe. He had done that every night for 10 years. How could he have slipped up? By 6 a.m., a crowd had gathered in front of the shop. They stared in disbelief, and George and Noel were sitting on the curb, their heads hanging. Mariette arrived at 7 a.m., and she rushed to George and asked,
"What happened here?"
George shook his head.
"We don't know yet. It must have been my fault. Who else could it be?"
He lowered his gaze to the ground, unable to look anyone in the eyes because of the shame. Mariette stared at the smoke, then broadened her eyes as she had an epiphany, which she kept to herself. Her psychotic husband had found out that she had slept with George and then burnt the place down. If only Noel knew, he would have blamed himself for encouraging George to bang Mariette.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, you'll love the new erotic novel My Wife and Girlfriend, available on eroticalus.com. Just click on shop. While you're there, also check out the kinky t-shirts for men and women.